Ma'am broadcasters and other workers of light, we are sending thoughts to you at this time of cheerfulness, of happiness, of joy, of relaxation, of freedom from all worldly problems. If you don't feel that way now, we trust you will by the time you have finished hearing this broadcast and have meditated on what it has to say. For the topic of this broadcast is crises and other problems. It's something that's been coming to my thoughts the last day or two to share with you. As you know, we like to work with the masses in our MEM broadcasting network, that is to work on sending thoughts, projections to them that will help in awakening them and lifting them into a spiritual awareness to the oneness with the Christ self within each and every person. However, obviously, in order to do that, we have to reach that same pinnacle or achievement or goal within ourselves. Otherwise, what good is it to broadcast to the masses? Thus, many of the situations or broadcasts or themes, topics we work on in these MAM programs concern putting ourselves in a certain state, working with our own consciousness to produce that which we in turn want to send forth to the masses. The topic crises and other problems is one surely which concerns you and every one of us, if not every day in some way, at least quite frequently, probably several times a week minimum. At first we thought just of talking about crises on different levels, to different degrees, but then the topic lends itself also to including the minor aspects of that which are problems, realizing of course that all problems are not crises or are not negative in any sense, because we like to look upon problems as challenges or as opportunities to achieve something in our spiritual work, in our daily activities, in our thoughts, something to do, not necessarily something to overcome. So what about the idea of crisis? We're going to examine somewhat how to recognize them, how to work with them, how to rise above them, how to overcome them in general, and in doing so each time, realizing that we have added one more notch to our belt, so to speak, and are ready to tackle the next one with the experience we learned here, and above all, with the knowledge of how to handle it, or handling it rather than letting it handle us. The crisis that comes to each of us on Earth is not unique to any one person or to any one group or nation. Indeed, it seems that not a day goes by now that there is not at least one new crisis or at least a further development in a current crisis on an international scale. And of course, the same applies nationally, locally, and in our own individual lives. This applies to light workers as well, perhaps more at this time than it does to others. We say perhaps more at this time because we know that in many ways we are out in the forefront. We are having problems come to our attention. We are having to work with problems concerning spiritual awakening and spiritual development sooner than the masses as a whole are, because we are the avant-garde. We're the ones in the forefront who are doing some of these things, not only to help ourselves, but to make it easier for others, and also by setting patterns, because some of the things we go through, we serve as examples for other light workers, for the masses as a whole, so that in some cases they do not have to go through the same crisis or the same awakening or the same problem to the same degree, but it can be made much easier for them. In that aspect, this MAM network has one of its most important functions, because we consider certain problems, we work on them and solve them, we project the answers to the mass subconscious where they are picked up by each and every person on Earth, and in that way we help to make it easier for them to come through these problems in this ending of one age and preparing to go into another one, and at the same time we open up to them avenues through which they can receive the answers directly through spirit, through their own high selves, through those in higher planes, and through the thoughts which we are broadcasting out to them at this time. So this applies also to the term of crises. Now, in speaking of light workers and the fact that we have many problems and crises, some might think that perhaps at Mark age we just don't have any crises because everything seems to run so smoothly. We don't talk much about them in our publications or in our tapes. Sometimes in our conversations or letters with some of you individually, yes. But this is not the case at all. For we probably have more problems, more crises coming to our attention on a collective basis than perhaps any of you can imagine or could think of. For we have not only our own individual lives to consider, we also have what we call the immediate Mark Age associates or the family. That is, those who are in some cases living together at MediCenter. In any case, all of those of us who work together at MediCenter. They involve not only our associates themselves, but sometimes their immediate families or friends. They involve our part-time staff members who come in to work with us. They involve many of you out in the field, in that sometimes some of our Mark Age family overall are the cause of crises in their own lives, or even sometimes for us, that we have to work with in one way or another. So we are concerned with these. We have the problems, sometimes crises, in the aspects just of functioning as an organization, which has to do with sometimes with income or cost of materials, obtaining equipment, obtaining services, deadline dates and getting material to you, many, many things that have to do with performing our functions as a light unit in disseminating the information we receive from Spirit, from the hierarchy, to you, our Mark Age family, and to the masses in general, particularly what is to come. So we have many crises that we do not speak about, but that nevertheless are very real and are very existent in our own daily activities. But we have found in operation since 1960 as a formal unit that each and every one of these crises has been solved in its time. Not that we personally have to or even could solve all of them, but at least we are able to bring to bear those who can solve them or who can work on them for us, sometimes individually, sometimes collectively. But we do know that each crisis can be solved because we know how to handle it. We'll get into that more in just a couple of minutes. By the same token, as I mentioned earlier, we have worked with many of you on your individual crises and problems. Whether we have or not, you do have them. Sometimes you can rise above them. Sometimes they do make rather dramatic changes in your lives. This particularly would be true in the case of a loved one or a friend making the transition into another realm or moving out of your circle in some respect, or of, well, there's no need in going on and on as to what some of the different types of crises are, because we aren't going to be concerning ourselves so much with recognizing them, or the fact that we all do have them, or the fact that we light workers are receiving many more than our share, probably, except we know we have volunteered to do this, in looking ahead to the work which we have to do on Earth at this time. Rather, we want to be concerned now with how to handle crises as they come up, and also how to be prepared to handle them even when they aren't there, but perhaps are on the horizon or will be coming up in one extent or another. The first thing to consider is when a crisis does arrive, or even a problem that is going to give us some kind of difficulty, we must become as relaxed as we can. We must go within to Spirit, to our own high self, still our thoughts of fears, our qualms of any kind, our wondering how we're going to handle this, and just know that we are in Spirit, that this crisis was known about before it came up. Our high self knew about it, Spirit knew about it, perhaps our co-workers in other planes knew about it, and the solution already was at hand or was being worked on at the time the problem was seen in advance of it coming to our conscious attention. Therefore, we turn within and ask the high self how to handle that particular situation, knowing that it is through the high self consciousness that we have the contact with spirit. So we will turn within and say something to the effect that this is the concern of the high self, or at least the high self knows how to handle it, is in full control of the situation at all times. It makes very little difference in the eternal nature of the high self, if indeed any difference, because the high self has handled many problems, many crises, far more drastic and important than this particular one, many times in our prior evolution, our prior eternal existence, and there will be far more of greater moment. This too will pass away, whether it be in a matter of minutes or days or a little longer period. There will come the time when we can look back and say, we surmounted that crisis and we have one less to be concerned about. By turning within to spirit in this respect, by putting ourselves in attunement with the high self-consciousness within, we then try to drop, we indeed do drop, all of our concerns about how to handle it. We become attentive to the ideas which will come to our mind on what to do about it. We also can try projecting a little bit into the future, knowing that in X days ahead, this time or this crisis will have passed, will have been solved, and imagine how we felt at that time. We can also look to the past a little bit and think about what it was like before this crisis came to our attention, when we didn't have that particular problem to work with. We were much more calm and relaxed. Then we become attentive for listening to or for receiving the ideas in our mortal consciousness as how to handle it, explanations of what it means, of what to do about it. I'm sitting right now looking at the ocean, and it's given me this particular thought. Many times people use, in a spiritual sense, the analogy of the ocean being the mind of spirit, the overall nature of spirit. To those who ride on the surface of the ocean, or those who are on the shore, which means a little separated from the ocean, there can come up quite a few tempests or storms, high tides. These can cause many crises, many problems to those people, to those things which are on the surface of the water, or close by on the shore, which could be affected by the water should it get that far in the tempest. However, deep down within the ocean, those creatures which live and exist down there, that is of the animal kingdom and of the vegetable kingdom, the mineral kingdom, are unperturbed by the tempests that are raging on the surface. They are living very serenely their normal lives down there, going about their daily activities in one way or another, and not concerned about it. Why don't we consider the same type of thing? Again, using the analogy of the ocean as being the consciousness of spirit, if we are riding on the surface, that is more concerned with what is outside of the spiritual nature of life or spiritual laws, or if we even feel we are separated or acting like we're separated from spirit, we can be perturbed by these crises that come to our attention. However, if we are deeply immersed in the spiritual consciousness, in spirit, in tune with our own high self, then we ride through all of these problems. We don't even know they exist in many cases. Now, you could spend a great deal of time in thinking about the crisis, and indeed we hope you do, because we have only begun to scratch the surface in this particular theme. But what we want to do now is to prepare ourselves to work on any crisis we have, to be prepared for those which come up so that we will not become rattled, we will not become disturbed in any way, but will remain serene and calm, deep in the midst of the spiritual consciousness, so that the answers will come to us. Then, as we become calm in this, let's project to the masses this same theme, that they too can solve their crises, their problems, by turning within to the high self. And indeed, we will use our power in these broadcasts to project that there will be fewer and fewer crises that will concern the masses, that will concern those who come into spiritual awakening and development.